We're beginning a study of Lamentations. Lamentations is the series of funeral dirges that Jeremiah composed after he had finished writing the book of Jeremiah. And he composed these dirges at the fall of Jerusalem. And the title is Lamentations 1:1 to 5:22, Productively Learning from Sinful Failure by an Overview of Lamentations. Ideally, God wants his people to learn from their first exposure to his word to obey it for blessing. However, mortal man is a sinner, and at times even we believers in Christ with our sin natures yield to the temptation to disobey God's word, only to pay a dear price in doing so in the form of painful divine discipline. Nevertheless, in times of spiritual failure, the believer is ripe to learn from his sinful failure, what constitutes the burden of the prophet Jeremiah in his book of Lamentations. Studying an overview of the book provides a moving lesson in productively learning from sinful failure. So we study that overview for our insight and edification. In other words, I composed this lesson just looking at the overview of the structure. The structure that Jeremiah used is absolutely brilliant. And the structure itself has a lesson within it. And that's what I want to deal with tonight. Productively learning from sinful failure by an overview of Lamentations. Lamentations is written in formal Hebrew poetry, and the way Jeremiah wrote the verses indicates he meant the work to be a series of five funeral dirges. He employed a rhythmic pattern where the second half of a line of verse has one less beat than the first half. It's a 3+2 limping meter. It's called, like, it would go bum, 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 bum. That's a limping meter. And it conveys a hollow, incomplete feeling that expresses an air of sadness. Jeremiah also wrote this book to emphasize Judah's failure to obey the word of God. The work is arranged into five distinct dirges, where dirges 1, which is Lamentations 1, 1 to 22, 2, Lamentations 2, 1 to 22, 4, Lamentations 4, 1 to 22, and 5, Lamentations 5, 1 to 22, are each arranged in an acrostic pattern in which the first word of each sentence or line is a different letter of the 22-letter Hebrew alphabet. However, the third dirge, which is Lamentations 3, 1 to 66, though arranged acrostically, uses three consecutive verses that begin with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet before moving on to the next letter in the alphabet. In other words, it goes A, 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 B, 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 C, 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 instead of A, B, C, D. It goes A, 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 B, 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 C, C, C. Now, this acrostic pattern highlights Hebrew words that are formed by letters of the Hebrew alphabet and evidently hints of the Word of God. This is why you'll notice in dirges 1, 2, 4, and 5, each of those dirges has 22 verses because you've got 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet and each letter starts a different verse. And Hebrew words are formed by letters of the alphabet and evidently hints at the Word of God. So Jeremiah is pointing, by the very structure of this book, he's pointing back to Scripture, Scripture, Scripture. Why? In line with his observation, we know that Judah had failed to obey the Deuteronomy 28 Mosaic Covenant. And 15 times in the book of Lamentations are specific topics recorded of hardships Judah had faced or was facing in Jerusalem's fall in fulfillment of God's predictions of punishment in Deuteronomy 28. In fact, in the Bible Knowledge Commentary of the New Testament on page 1209, they actually have a chart in which they have these five references in Lamentation, I mean these 15 Lamentations, and then they have the 15 comparative references in Deuteronomy 28. So Jeremiah is obviously pointing, you know, we blew it. We blew it, we violated the Mosaic Covenant, and that's why this has all happened. However, this is the highlight of the book. In the midst of focusing on this failure is the tremendous hope of restoration mentioned in God's word and based on the grace of God. The third and longest dirge in Lamentations contains three consecutive verses for each letter of the alphabet, and it forms the heart of Jeremiah's short book to highlight God's loyal love in remaining true to his promises. They're the word's promises to restore his people. The heart of this section is Lamentations 3, 22 to 23, that we cite as follows, quote, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Incidentally, this is where the song, "Great is thy faithfulness," comes from. In other words, in the midst of all of Judah's and Jeremiah's grief over the nation's sinful failure, followed by severe judgment, the same word of God in Deuteronomy 28 that promised such painful punishment for sin was also the same word upon which the nation could depend for its promises of forgiveness and restoration in passages like Deuteronomy 32, 43 to 44 in the Song of Moses. That Moses' song, you might recall, is predicting the sin that's going to come in Israel's future and the judgment that God is going to level. And of course, that judgment was going to be incredibly severe. But right near the end of the song, notice the tremendous change that occurs. In Deuteronomy 32, verses 43 and 44, "Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful to his land and to his people." And Moses came and spoke all the words of the song in the ears of the people, he and Joshua the son of Nun. So the song of Moses ends on a triumphant note. It's interesting, the book of Revelation, it says they will sing the song of Moses. Because they finally get triumph. They finally repent. They get back with the Lord. And so the Lord turns to help them by invading and rescuing them from the man of sin and the Antichrist, and he delivers his remnant. So to the same end, the five funeral dirges of Lamentations are arranged in a thematic chiasm. Chiasm is a figure of speech. Dirge 1, Lamentations 1, 1 to 22, on Jerusalem's desolation is paired with Dirge 5, Lamentations 5, 1 to 22, on the remnant's response. Dirge 2, Lamentations 2, 1 to 22, on God's judgment, is paired with Dirge 4, Lamentations 4, 1 to 22, on the Lord's anger. And Dirge 3 stands alone at the very center of the chiasm, emphasizing Jeremiah's response. Jeremiah expresses his afflictions in chapter 3, 1 to 18, his hope of God's eventual restoration to the nation in verses 19 to 40 of chapter 3, and his prayer, Lamentations 3, 41 to 66, which calls for confession to God that the Lord might begin to restore his people. See, the Lord had predicted back in the writings of Moses, when you're in captivity and trouble has come, if you turn to me with all your heart and pray and confess your sins, then I will hear. And I will hear from heaven, and I will repent of the evil that I've done to you, and I will restore you to your land. So this is what Jeremiah is doing. He knows what he needs to do now. The word of God has been fulfilled in regards to judgment. It's been breathtaking. And now he knows that same word also has a promise of hope. So he calls unto the Lord, and he calls the people of Israel. Let's repent. Let's get with it. We need to pray. We need to repent. Tremendous book. So the lesson is, an overview of Lamentations teaches that Judah's disobedience to God's word brought dreadfully painful divine punishment. But since God's word also promised national forgiveness for confession, followed by restoration, Judah's people who suffered God's discipline for sin were to respond to its pain by equally trusting the truth of God's promises of blessing for confession, that they might be motivated to confess their sins for blessing. One of the things about God, in discipline, he's always productive. He's always seeking to teach. He's trying to direct his people. Come back to me. Repent. Repent of that sin. I want to bless you. Let's not let this be the end. Let's let this be the first of the beginning of the rest of your life for glory. So the application is, if we face God's painful discipline for disobeying his word, may we learn from the validity of his word as evidenced by the reality of his discipline's pain, that his word's promises of restoration after confession of sin are just as true, just as powerful, as are his promises of discipline, that we then be motivated to confess our sins to the Lord.